Oh, shut up. Well, there's good news and bad news. Lawrence left on Wednesday. That's the good news. He went back to Yolanda, leaving me a letter saying that he would always love me. He'd never met anyone like me, tear-stained, you know. And then Pickering called me in on Thursday and sacked me. There'd been a tiny piece in a paper on Monday about Lawrence falling prey to a vampish and busty hacker, and that was enough. The man is unbalanced, I objected. He thinks having casual sex means being in love. That's not reasonable, is it? But sexual harassment is what Pickering called it and seemed positively ecstatic to point out sexual harassment applied as much to women as to men. He started saying, "What's goose for the gander?" and then stopped because he couldn't remember it. Lawrence doesn't actually work for me, I pointed out. Ah, but he's not the only person who's complained, Pickering said. He said I should take the money, go home, and in a couple of weeks he'd see if I wanted a less high-profile job on another title, possibly taking over the ailing magazine they set up in competition to Gardening Witch, which they called Gardening What? I was dumbstruck. They wanted me to save a magazine called Gardening What? It's too much to take in. Especially when I got back to the office and found Jeff ensconced. Of course, the complainant, the snog. Pickering has asked me to take over, he said. It's much better for the magazine this way, Sue. He emptied some feminine toiletries out of my office drawer with the look of someone who's never seen anything like them before. He probably thought Tampax was the name of a side in the Greek second division. He didn't admit he'd been plotting my downfall. All he said, rather sadly, was, "You used to be really nice." So, here I am. I just kept thinking, how would this look if it were the other way round? But I can't sort that out, it's too confusing. I just feel sort of double-crossed. There ought to be a book called Men Who Want Women to Be Men and the Women Who Go Along With It. I'll write it if no one else will. Men do want women to be like them, you know. It's not just Professor Higgins. And I've worked out why. Men want women to be more like men because then they don't have to feel guilty about dumping on us. And then the gits they dump on us anyway.